Okay, the Holy Letters of the Rebbe in volume 4. This is letter number 1195. And this is dated, Baruch Hashem, Tezvav Elul. This is the 15th day of Elul. And in Tovshin, now Brooklyn, New York, the Rebbe is addressing the administration of the Yeshiva Tomchet Mimim, Lubavitch in Montreal, Canada. Hashem Aleim Yichyu, Shalom Uvracha. With pleasantness, I raised the meeting, the details, the report of the details of the group that took place on the 18th day of Menachem Av. I was delighted, I was happy that they already started their work actuality, and also that slowly, slowly they are bringing down in their lives practically those matters that we spoke when they were here. As far as details, these things that they spoke in their meeting about the deficit of the yeshiva, I told you already while you were here that up till now you tried in a very small, contracted way, very little, which means that you were trying to direct the expenses based upon the income. So you made a very clear calculation. So that's what you tried till now. And basically, what do you have? You have a deficit. So the Rebbe said, what would be fitting is, now you should try the other extreme, the other side, the opposite way. Which means, try to increase the income based on the expense that you need. So you need to spend the money, but try to bring in the money that you need. Don't spend only what you bring in, but bring in what you need to spend. Especially based on this expression of the Rebbe Maharash, who gave over in, that was given over by my father-in-law, the Rebbe, in the name of his father, that the world says that when you cannot go beneath, then you go over. But I say that to begin with, you got to go with a full force. You got to go out of the box. You got to go above. So basically, the Rebbe is saying, as far as deficit and the problem, monetary problems, the Rebbe said is, don't look at what to spend, only what you bring in, but make sure, bring in what it costs you to spend. Spend everything you need to, and make sure to bring it in. And when you go in that way, you will be successful. The other things that you write in your report about acquiring new students, that they spoke about this in the leadership of the Hayas, in their place, that they should send the children of the refugees to their yeshiva, so that they just send them. So the Rebbe says you should not just rely on that alone. You know, you spoke to the Ayas, you asked them, send us your refugees kids, send them to our yeshiva. You've done, the Rebbe says, you've done what you did. No. Don't. That's not enough. Don't just rely the fact that you've made this one call, but also on your side, you should supervise this without waiting for them to be murder you. In other words, you go ahead and work at it and make sure that this happens. I think that's what the Rebbe is pointing. I'm blessing you with a tremendous amount of success in your holy work, in the work of kosher education, and the blessings of Hashem Yisbarach that he brought down and continues to bring down, that my Rebbe, my father-in-law, should rest on each and every one of you to give you a flow of blessing and success also in your personal matters. I'm signing with blessings for Aksivach Simatoiva, Lashona Toiva Misurah.